All right, welcome to day 29 of our 33-day consecration to St. Joseph, the wonders of our spiritual father. Today we'll be going over how St. Joseph is known as the hope of the sick. But first, as always, let's open in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Good and loving Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for all of the gifts and talents that you've bestowed on all of us. And we thank you for this time together as we continue to grow closer and learn more about our spiritual father, St. Joseph, especially today how he is known as the hope of the sick. And we ask you to please send your Holy Spirit to be with us today as we continue on our journey here towards our total consecration. We ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, let's get started. Day 29, Hope of the Sick. Pray for us. As the church's liturgy teaches, he, St. Joseph, cooperated in the fullness of time in the great mystery of salvation and is truly a minister of salvation. St. John Paul II. God has healed many people through the intercession of St. Joseph, such as St. Teresa of Avila. She often told people how she was so terribly ill that she considered herself half dead. But after praying to St. Joseph, she experienced a miraculous cure. St. Teresa of Lisieux would have died in infancy were it not for the intercession of St. Joseph. Saints Louis and Zelie Martin, Teresa's parents, were very devoted to St. Joseph. They named two of their children after St. Joseph, but sadly, both of the children died in childbirth. When Zelie was again pregnant, she believed that the child in her womb was a boy, and she planned to name the child Joseph. After childbirth, however, the baby was discovered to be a girl, and it was decided that her name would be Therese. Shortly after Therese was born, she became deathly ill. No one knew the cause of the illness. Her mother, having already experienced the death of several other children, was greatly saddened, but resigned to God's holy will. Fearing that little Therese was going to die, Zelie knelt before the statue of St. Joseph in her bedroom and asked the saint to heal her daughter. Miraculously, Therese was healed. Therese's mother wrote down an account of what happened to her little Therese. She wrote, "I went up to my room. Little Therese was on the floor with a wet nurse. I knelt at the feet of St. Joseph and asked him for the grace of healing for the little one, while resigning myself to God's will. I do not often cry, but I was crying as I prayed. I didn't know if I should go downstairs. In the end, I decided to go down, and what did I see? The baby was nursing vigorously. She did not let go until 1 p.m. She spit up a bit and fell back, as though dead, on her wet nurse. There were five of us around her. Everyone was stunned. There was a worker who was crying. I felt my blood running cold. The baby had no visible breath. It did not look good for us to lean over. It did no good for us to lean over and try to discover a sign of life because we could see nothing. But she was so calm, so peaceful, that I thanked God for having her die so gently. Then a quarter of an hour went by, and my little Therese opened her eyes and started to smile. Saint Joseph offers hope in times of sickness. If you or someone you know is sick, go to Saint Joseph. Jesus wants you to go to your spiritual father and ask him for help and healing. It's up to God whether or not physical healing will be given, but it doesn't hurt to ask, as Saint Zelie did for her little Therese. If you or a loved one receive a healing, don't forget that you are still going to suffer in life. Saint Therese was healed as an infant, but she suffered many other ailments in life and eventually succumbed to death. Even Lazarus, whom Jesus raised from the dead, died again. Thus, whether you experience a physical healing or not, Saint Joseph always offers hope for an illness-free life in heaven. Saint Joseph will help you be abandoned to divine providence. Like Saint Joseph, let us live each day according to the dispositions of providence, doing whatever God suggests. Saint Joseph Morello. Wonder 9, Patron of a Happy Death. Saint Joseph is the patron and protector of a happy death. Those who pray to him are certain to die in good dispositions. He is the model of those who wish to die in the Lord. Saint Peter Julian Aimard. Votive Masses. This glorious saint, Joseph, has great influence in heaven with him who raised him there in body and in soul, St. Francis de Sales. The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass is the most powerful of all prayers. It is the prayer of Jesus offering his body, blood, soul, and divinity to the Heavenly Father for sinful mankind. A long-standing tradition in the Church has designated each day of the week with a particular theme to be recognized at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. Sunday, the Resurrection of Jesus. Monday, the Souls in Purgatory. Tuesday, Holy Angels. Wednesday, Saint Joseph. Thursday, the Eucharist. Friday, Passion of Jesus. Saturday, Our Lady. Why is Wednesday set aside for Saint Joseph? Well, Wednesday is the halfway point between Sunday, the day of the Lord, and Saturday, the day set aside to honor Mary. Blessed Anna Marie Taiji was so devoted to Saint Joseph that she attended Mass every Wednesday in his honor and fasted on bread and water the entire day. Have you ever attended Mass on a Wednesday in honor of St. Joseph? It's a great way to give special honor to St. Joseph at the midpoint of the week. In days of old, all priests celebrated a votive Mass in honor of St. Joseph on Wednesdays, so long as they were not impeded by an obligatory feast, of course. Today, many priests no longer continue this tradition, not out of ill will, but because they are not aware such a tradition ever existed. It would be wonderful to see more priests return to this practice. Regardless of whether your pastor celebrates a votive Mass in honor of St. Joseph on a Wednesday or not, your intention can still be to honor St. Joseph at a Wednesday Mass. By going to a Mass on Wednesday in St. Joseph's honor, you can draw close to your spiritual father and ask him for particular needs and intentions. St. Joseph is so neglected in the spiritual life that he longs to assist those who pour out their hearts to him. St. Joseph also had his own month dedicated to him, March. The Virgin Mary is honored in a special way during the month of May, because she is our spiritual mother. And May is the month of flowers. St. Joseph is honored in a special way during the month of March, because he is our spiritual father. And the greatest feast of St. Joseph is celebrated on March 19th, the Solemnity of St. Joseph. Do you honor St. Joseph in a particular way during the month of March? You should. It doesn't have to be anything extravagant or costly. Simply placing flowers near a statue of St. Joseph in your home or at your parish will suffice. Renewing your consecration to St. Joseph, praying the joyful mysteries of the Rosary more frequently, or making a pilgrimage to a local shrine dedicated to St. Joseph are all ways you can remember St. Joseph during his month in a special way. Sicilians have a wonderful tradition called St. Joseph's Altar. Centuries ago, a severe drought occurred in Sicily, and the inhabitants prayed to St. Joseph for help. To everyone's surprise, it rained, and the crops began to grow again. In commemoration of the event, Sicilians annually decorate altars dedicated to St. Joseph with flowers, candles, food, and bread as a way of remembering how St. Joseph offered help, how St. Joseph helped them. Often the food that is collected for St. Joseph's altar is given to the poor. The Sicilian tradition has found its way into cultures around the world and is always celebrated on March 19th. Another aspect of devotion to St. Joseph, of which many people seem to be unaware, is that St. Joseph is not only the patron of the dying, he is also a tremendous intercessor for those who have died and are in purgatory. This aspect of St. Joseph's powerful intercession is an untapped treasure in the Church's devotional life. A very holy 19th century woman named Blessed Mary of Providence offers a powerful witness to how St. Joseph aids the holy souls in purgatory. Blessed Mary was given a special charism to help the holy souls in combat and combined her zeal for helping the souls in purgatory with her devotion to St. Joseph. She founded a religious community dedicated to this purpose, the Helpers of the Souls in Purgatory, and placed it under the patronage of St. Joseph. The monks of St. Joseph Abbey in France recount the story of how St. Joseph helped Blessed Mary found her religious community. They write, "On November 2, 1853, a plan was laid to establish a religious congregation whose chief aim would be to come to the aid of the poor souls in purgatory by work, prayer, and suffering. The saintly curé of Ars, St. John Vianney, delighted in the idea, gave it his entire support, often sending counsel and advice to the holy foundress, who would become Blessed Mary of Providence. A promise was made to St. Joseph that if the work took shape, the first statue to be placed in the mother house of those consecrating themselves entirely to the relief of the souls in purgatory would be his. St. Joseph took good care not to forget this promise. Providence brought about the acquisition of a residence in Paris, and the sisters took the name of Helpers of the Souls in Purgatory. Auxiliaris des Amis du Purgatoire. I think that's the French translation. As early as the following day, a postman arrived and delivered a statue of the saint, sent by a person who knew nothing of either the pious intention or even the acquisition. Thus, St. Joseph was pleased to declare himself the protector of this heroic work, pursuing a hidden ministry in the heart of the great city of Paris. Just like Blessed Mary of Providence, we need to invoke the holy intercession of Saint Joseph for the holy souls in purgatory. He is an extremely powerful intercessor, one whose aid we too will need after we die. Saint Joseph once spoke to the servant of God, Sister Mary Martha Chambon, about this and assured her that all who were devoted to him in life would continue to receive his intercession after death. Saint Joseph told her the following: if the soul who prayed to me still has debts to pay to the sovereign judge, I shall ask for grace on its behalf. God listens to Saint Joseph's requests. Nothing is refused to Saint Joseph. Remember to specially honor and invoke Saint Joseph on Wednesdays in the month of March when you pray for the souls in purgatory. He was chosen by the Eternal Father as a trustworthy guardian and protector of his greatest treasure, namely his divine Son and Mary, Joseph's wife. What then is Joseph's position in the whole Church of Christ? Is he not a man chosen and set apart? Through him, and yes, under him, Christ was fittingly and honorably introduced into the world. Holy Church, in its entirety, is indebted to the Virgin Mother, because through her, it was judged worthy to receive Christ. But after her, we undoubtedly owe special gratitude and reverence to Saint Joseph. Saint Bernardine of Siena. The Litany of Saint Joseph. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, hear us. Christ, graciously hear us. God, the Father of heaven, have mercy on us. God, the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God, the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Holy Mary, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Noble offspring of David, pray for us. Light of patriarchs, pray for us. Spouse of the Mother of God, pray for us. Chaste guardian of the Virgin, pray for us. Foster father of the Son of God, pray for us. Zealous defender of Christ, pray for us. Head of the Holy Family, pray for us. Joseph most just, pray for us. Joseph most chaste, pray for us. Joseph most prudent, pray for us. Joseph most courageous, pray for us. Joseph most obedient, pray for us. Joseph most faithful, pray for us. Mirror of patience, pray for us. Lover of poverty, pray for us. Model of workmen, pray for us. Glory of domestic life, pray for us. Guardian of virgins, pray for us. Pillar of families, pray for us. Comfort of the afflicted, pray for us. Hope of the sick, pray for us. Patron of the dying, pray for us. Terror of demons, pray for us. Protector of the Holy Church, pray for us. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, spare us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, graciously hear us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. He has made him Lord of his household and Prince over all his possessions. Let us pray. O God, who in your loving providence chose blessed Joseph to be the spouse of your most holy mother, grant us the favor of having him for our intercessor in heaven, whom on earth we venerate as our protector. you who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Well, day 29 was a strong one, as we learned about how St. Joseph is known as the hope of the sick. This is quite the profound story of St. Teresa of Lisieux. Well, and St. Teresa of Avila, too. She considered herself half dead and prayed to St. Joseph, and she experienced a miraculous cure, which is pretty impressive, too. But the story of St. Teresa of Lisieux is also quite a moving one, and in the faith of her, the faith of St. Zelie also. I'd love to hear these stories. And your faith is a gift. Your faith is a wonderful gift that that God has given to you, and your prayers should often and frequently be to ask God to increase your faith and to maintain your faith and strive towards great faith like these saints. And the whole the biggest pearl with the initial reading today is that Saint Joseph offers hope in times of sickness. And this is not guaranteeing at all that, you know, things in life will not, you know, arise, and the biggest thing that Saint Joseph was very, very well known for was abandoning to the divine providence, and that's where I really think the focus should be here with things is that although Saint Joseph does offer hope in the times of sickness, he also wants you to focus on abandoning to the divine providence, and Saint Joseph will help you abandon to the divine providence. So another thing too that I wanted to mention when we were talking about the votive masses, which is special, we had the rundown of the Monday through Saturday schedule of the themes recognized at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. And I thought that was very interesting how St. Joseph is on Wednesday, right in between the resurrection of Jesus on Sunday and Our Lady on Saturday, and how he was placed in between the two of them, and that's our Holy Family right there. And lastly, I wanted to also make note of how St. Joseph is a tremendous intercessor and a tremendous resource for all of the holy souls in purgatory. And St. Mary of Providence knew that, and she was also very, very dedicated to St. Joseph, but she also very much recognized that St. Joseph offered a very powerful assistance and aid to the holy souls in purgatory. So that was pretty much the main points I wanted to bring across for today, and also that God listens to St. Joseph's requests. Nothing is refused to St. Joseph. So I thought it was special that they wrote kind of at the very end there that remember to especially honor, invoke, and invoke St. Joseph on Wednesdays in the month of March, and for when you pray for the holy souls in purgatory. So tomorrow we enter into day 30. I feel like that's a milestone right there as we move through our 33 days. We're officially done with the 20s. We completed day 29. So tomorrow, as we advance into day 30, we'll learn about how St. Joseph is known as the patron of the dying. So thanks again for following along today. I've really enjoyed this time reflecting and learning and growing closer to our spiritual father with you. And I'm looking forward to tomorrow. So until then, have a great day. God bless.